Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I want to welcome you to day 15 of our 21-day Make Room prayer call. We are stepping into our final week together, and I pray you're still leaning in, still pressing in, and still making room for God. Over the past 2 weeks, we've been on a journey of intentional work. In week one, our theme was make room in us. We dealt with the internal work of removal. We cleansed our hearts. We cast off our weights. We crushed the roots of the things holding us back. In week two, our theme was make room for Him. We shifted to recentering our lives on God's presence, God's word, and God's will. We learned to pause, to live a lifestyle of prayer, to find our strength in praise, and to grow through daily practice. And now we are in week three, and our theme is make room to move. This is where everything comes together, y'all. All the internal work and all the recentering were not just so we could be comfortable or have a nice looking life. It was so we could be ready to move with God. This week is about taking our faith and putting it into action. It's about moving from a place of preparation to a place of purpose. Some of you remember that scene in a movie or a play where the characters spend the entire time getting ready, but they never actually go anywhere. Maybe it's a sports film where the team practices day after day, learns all the plays, and hypes each other up in the locker room. But when game day comes, they freeze. Or maybe it's a war movie where the soldiers shine their boots, pack their bags, study the maps, but never march into the battlefield. Preparation without movement is wasted potential, you know. And spiritually, it's the same way. God has not called us to stay in the locker room or camp out in the war room. He's calling us to step onto the field of faith. This week, instead of giving you a single word to chew on and guide your day, I want to give you five statements, five instructions that I believe will move us from intention to action. Each day this week, we're not just hearing a word, we're receiving marching orders. So this morning's statement is simple but powerful. Dare to believe. Dare to believe. In Mark chapter 5, we find the story of a woman who had every reason to quit. Some of you know her not by name, but by her condition, the woman with the issue of blood. For 12 years, she had been suffering from an unending hemorrhage. She was not just physically sick, she was socially and financially ruined. The Bible tells us she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Can you imagine? 12 years of suffering with every attempt to get better, only leaving her worse off and completely broke. And according to the law, her condition made her ceremonially unclean, which meant she was cut off from her community. She couldn't visit her family. She couldn't go to worship. She couldn't touch anyone without making them unclean. She was isolated, desperate, and without hope. But then she heard about Jesus. And here's where she did something radical. Here's where she decided to dare to believe. She didn't have a personal invitation. She wasn't a part of the inner circle. The crowd was pressing in, a physical barrier between her and her breakthrough. The law said she should stay away. Everything in her said it's impossible, it's too late, it's too risky, but she chose to believe anyway. She said to herself, if I can just touch his clothes, the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. That wasn't just a wish, it was a dare. It was a dare to risk public humiliation. It was a dare to break the law. It was a dare to put all her hope on a single act of faith. And she moved. She didn't ask for permission. She pushed through the crowd. She didn't just sit there and hope for a miracle. She acted on her belief. She got up and went. She didn't wait for Jesus to notice her. She took the action that her faith demanded. And the moment she touched the hem of his garment, the bleeding stopped. Her healing was not a passive event. It was a direct result of her daring to believe. Now, some of you hear a story like that and think, well, Pastor, that's different. Jesus was physically there. My situation is complicated. You don't understand. And my first response to that is, same Jesus, same power. Different proximity, same availability. Yeah, Jesus was there to be physically touched, but the same Jesus then is the same Jesus now. You see, we have access to a power that is not diminished with time. The same virtue that flowed from him in that moment flows from him today. His ability to heal, to restore, to make whole, it wasn't weakened. His power is not a relic of the past. It's a present reality. And although the proximity is different, we still have the same availability. She reached out and touched his garment. We reach out and take hold of his word. She encountered him in the flesh. We encounter him through the Holy Spirit. This is the spirit Jesus promised when he said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. That through the Spirit, we have unbroken access to his power. The Spirit is the one who takes what Jesus accomplished on the cross and applies it to our lives right now. Different proximity, same availability. But I want you to notice something this woman did. She said it before she saw it. The Bible says, she said to herself, if I can just touch the hem, I will be healed. She declared it before there was any evidence. And this is the foundation of belief, that if you are going to dare to believe, you got to be willing to say it before you see it. She had a conversation in her heart that set the stage for a miracle to happen in her life. She spoke a word of faith to her own soul. This wasn't a public declaration. This was a private preparation. She spoke to herself. And I wonder how many of us are speaking words of defeat instead of words of faith. How many of us are preparing our lives for a crash instead of a breakthrough? How many times have you looked at a situation and said to yourself, this is never going to change. I'm always going to struggle. This is just the way it is. That's a confession. And while it may be true in your reality, it's not the reality of God's word. This woman understood that her mouth had the power to create a path for her healing. So before her body was healed, her belief was. And she had to say it before she saw it. And some of you need to make a new confession over your life today, not based on your feelings, not based on your circumstances, but based on what God has already said. If God has said it, you can believe it. And if you can believe it, you can declare it. This isn't wishful thinking. This is standing on what he's already spoken. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I didn't say that. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. I didn't say that either. He who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. If God is for us, who can be against us? God said that, not me. So when you declare, I will overcome, you're not making it up. You're agreeing with him. When you speak, my needs will be supplied, you're not boasting in yourself, you're echoing God's word. When you say, this is not the end of my story, you're not being unrealistic, you're being biblical. This is what it means to dare to believe, to let your confession line up with God's declaration, to stop letting your feelings have the final say and start letting God's promises write the script. So what's the one thing you need to say differently today? What's one situation where you need to stop repeating what you see and start declaring what God said? Because here's the truth. Your miracle might be waiting on your mouth. But sometimes, I hear you. Sometimes even when you get your words right, Pastor, I still have to fight through what's around me. Well, this woman didn't just have an internal conversation. She had an external challenge. The moment she decided to believe, she still had to deal with the crowd. Shame was in the crowd. The law says you're unclean. History was in the crowd. 12 years of disappointment. Experts were in the crowd. Many physicians, no cure. Resources were in the crowd, spent all she had. And you've got your own crowd to deal with. For some of you, shame keeps shouting, you're not enough. Remember what you did? For others, history whispers, you've tried before and failed. Why would this time be any different? Experts may have told you there's no way forward. This is as good as it gets. And maybe you lack the resources, and resources are screaming, you don't have what it takes. But notice what she did. She didn't wait for the crowd to clear. She pressed through the crowd. She decided that what was in front of her wasn't greater than who was before her. Now, I know it's Monday, and for some of you, the weight of that crowd feels especially heavy. You're already staring down a week filled with deadlines, decisions, distractions. Shame might be whispering in your ear from something you did last week. History might be reminding you of how many Mondays you've started with good intentions that fizzled out by Friday. The experts might be saying this mountain you're facing is impossible. And your lack of resources might have you wondering how you're going to make it through. But hear me, what's in front of you is not greater than who goes before you. Who goes before you? I'm glad you asked. The great I am goes before you. The way maker goes before you. The promise keeper goes before you. The defender goes before you. The King of glory goes before you. And you ain't got to have a whole lot of strength to fight through your crowd. This woman had been bleeding for 12 years. You think she had strength? No. But she did have a press. Sometimes all you got left is a press, not a sprint, not a leap, just a press. And beloved, that's enough. But there's something a lot of us miss when we talk about the woman with the issue of blood. Her press wasn't random. She didn't stumble through the crowd hoping that something might happen. She had a targeted touch. She said, if I just touch his clothes, I'll be healed. She didn't need to grab his hand. She didn't need to stop him in his tracks. She just needed one point of contact, one act of faith, and she aimed for it. It was his hem. I don't have a whole lot of time, so let me just raise the question. What's your hem? The phone call you're avoiding? The appointment with the counselor or doctor you've been putting off? The application you've delayed submitting because fear told you no one would accept you? The apology you need to make to restore a relationship? A budget you need to set so you can be a good steward? What's your hem? Because daring to believe requires a targeted touch. Her faith wasn't a blind shot in the dark. It was aimed at a specific point. She knew exactly what she needed to do to connect with the power she believed in. And for some of you, that's what you're missing. You've been daring to believe in a vague way, but you haven't aimed your faith at a specific point of contact. You've been hoping for a miracle, but you haven't taken the practical, targeted step that your faith requires. You've been standing in the crowd of your problems, but you haven't reached out to touch the solution. Daring to believe requires a targeted touch. It requires you to move from general faith to specific action. It's not about a vague hope that things will get better. It's about a concrete act of faith that says, I'm reaching for my healing. And to be honest with you, I just ain't got time to be vague with God, to be cute and churchy and catchy with God. I ain't got time to be beating around the bush. I need a miracle, not a metaphor. When you really need God to move, you don't have the luxury of praying in generalities. You start calling it by name. Lord, I need you to heal this body. I need you to open this door. I need you to save this child. I need you to fix this marriage. I need you to deliver me from this addiction. That's a targeted touch. And here's the good news. God honors that kind of faith. Jesus said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Not according to how well you dressed it up. Not according to how perfect you sounded. According to your faith, the kind of faith that refuses to stay silent. A kind of faith that refuses to stay general. So what's your hymn today? Name it. Aim at it. Reach for it. Because the beauty about the hymn, H-E-M, is that it's still touching him, H-I-M. You see, the power wasn't in the thread of that garment. It was in the one wearing it. The hem was just the point of contact that connected her to his power. And that's what makes this so good. When you reach for your hem, H-E-M, you're really reaching for him, H-I-M. So reach out and grab him. Don't wait for perfect conditions. Don't wait until you feel strong enough. Don't wait until the crowd clears. Right here, right now, stretch your faith, stretch your hands, stretch your heart, and grab hold of the one who's been reaching for you all along. Because when you grab him, chains break. When you grab him, peace floods. When you grab him, strength rises. When you grab him, healing flows. So today, make up your mind. I'm not leaving this moment empty-handed. I'm reaching for my him, H-E-M, because I'm holding on to him, H-I-M. Let's pray. Eternal God, who loves us as father and mother, we come to you this morning grateful that you are still within reach. Thank you that the same Jesus who walked the dusty roads of Galilee walks with us today through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that your power has not weakened, your love has not failed, and your promises have not expired. We rejoice today because you woke us up this morning with new mercy. We rejoice because your breath fills our lungs, your spirit fills our hearts, and your grace covers our lives. So thank you that things are as well as they are. We ask you, Lord, to cleanse us from the inside out. Wash away the residue of last week's worry, doubt, and fear. Clear out the corners of our hearts that have become cluttered with busyness and distractions. Sweep away anything that is keeping us from seeing you clearly. We ask you, Lord, to give us the strength to cast off every weight and sin that is holding us back. Help us to release the habits, the anxieties, and the relationships that are not helping us run this race. We lay them at your feet and we choose not to pick them back up again. And now, Lord, cover us this day as we go into work, school, appointments, and every place we set our feet. We ask you for your divine presence, for your divine protection, Go before us and guard every path. We come against every plot of the enemy, every scheme designed to distract, discourage, or destroy. We cancel every assignment of fear, for you have not given us the spirit of timidity, but power and love and a sound mind. We cancel every assignment of confusion and division. Surround our children, shield our families, and secure our homes under the shadow of your wings. Empower us today by your Holy Spirit to walk boldly in faith. Remind us of the power within us to press through, to speak life, and to reach for the hem you've set before us. Let everything we do today reflect your light and bring glory to your name. We declare that this week will be marked by progress, marked by purpose and peace, that we will not shrink back. We will not be silent. We will not stand still. We will press, we will reach, and we will believe, because you are with us and you go before us. So let us declare together our morning declaration. Repeat after me. I will press because I'm not staying stuck. I will reach because my hem connects me to him. I will believe because the great I am goes before me. Today, I step out in faith. Today, I move with purpose. Today, I walk in victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, listen, happy Monday. I am praying for you today. I pray that the our time together this morning was a blessing to you. The playback will be uploaded to our website this morning at gracechurchal.com. Remember, this is not Moody Monday and all them other things we declare on Mondays. No, this is Miracle Monday. This is Mercy Monday. This is I'm going to make it happen Monday. Because as long as you are declaring it, pressing and reaching and believing, I believe that God is going to meet you where you are today. I'm rooting for you. So be mindful, be watchful, and be encouraged. Peace.